Now, back to a couple of guys that think Dr. Doolittle was a quack. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest for this segment, Holly Thompson, who is the city clerk for the city of Williamston. And she's going to be talking about the big event they've got coming up next week, which is all part of the Dog Days of Summer. Welcome to the show, Holly.
Thank you.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the event you've got coming up?
Well, what we do is we have a booth set up at 121 High Street next to Limner Press. And what we do is we collect items for our local Ingham County Animal Shelter. We collect items like blankets, old towels, dog items, cat food, any kind of pet food, collars, leashes, dishes.
Anything you'd like to bring, right? Anything
right.
You think that the animal control shelter would appreciate, right?
Yep.
And how has this particular event done? Because this is not the first time you've done it. What kind of activity do you get from this?
Last year, we were able to almost fill our 30-foot fifth-wheel camper with donated items.
Wow.
And we had to deliver it in that because we would have had to make multiple trips to the shelter to drop it off. So it was very successful last year.
Do we need to get a larger RV for you?
Well, if you want to give me one, that'd be fine.
So how is it that how has it been broadcasted in the past, and how is it that so many people know about this? You said it's been a 3-year event, correct?
Yes. I write a letter or an article every year for the Enterprise, and they're generous enough to put it in the Enterprise without any questions, without even really changing anything in the article, and just kind of tells a story about what's happening at the shelter, you know, what we're collecting, when it's going to be, why we're doing this, and people really respond to it, so... It's been great.
Holly, I have a question more general in nature. Can you explain to our listeners who may not have ever been to the Dog Days of Williamston exactly what kind of events take place there?
They have anything from pet photography to pet psychics to pet grooming, freebies throughout the businesses. You know, the businesses will put out dog treats, dog pools. The whole city just really goes to the dogs for those couple of days.
You bring your dogs down?
Oh, yes, we do. Of course.
And people may think you're kidding about the dog psychic, but we've actually interviewed the lady from Williamston who does that, and actually she was a tremendous interview.
They've actually asked if she's coming back, so yeah, it's popular.
Although, if I remember correctly, she talked better with cats than with dogs, but my memory may be failing.
So are you part of the planning? I know, obviously, you're really tight with the city, being the city clerk. I imagine you get involved in the planning as well of the whole event, or do you stay focused specifically on this drive?
I help out where I can. I'm mostly focused on the drive, but
okay.
So far, you know, I don't attend a ton of the meetings just because of my job here.
Right.
But I do try to help out wherever I can.
And Holly, when will the collections take place for all of these items? Is there a beginning and an end date for the whole thing?
We're starting August 4th at 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., and then we'll be continuing at August 5th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. And if for any reason anyone decides they want to come out on August 6th and see Rick Pruse and myself live and in the flesh broadcasting from Joey's Pet Outfitters, is it okay if we collect some items for you as well?
Of course.
There you go.
We wouldn't turn any away.
Well, maybe we can add an extra pickup truck stuff.
Exactly.
To fill up and bring on over. So.
Exactly. We might have to transport it ourselves, but that's something that we might need to do. And again, you said all of this goes to Ingham County Animal Control.
Every bit of it.
And what inspired you to get started on this whole fun drive?
Actually, almost 3 years to the day, we've found a 4-month-old basset hound that had been beaten up and discarded. and he needed so much help. And I mean, he had two types of worms. He was really skinny. He had fleas. You know, it took us a lot to get him going again. And you know, if that had gone to the shelter would have had to pay for him. You know, he's a basset hound. He needed stairs to get on the bed. You know, there's so many things that go on with taking care of just one pet. And they have so thousands that come through their shelter every year. And so he really inspired me to do something for the shelter and, you know, really get involved. And with my full-time job and everything, I wanted, you know, one big bang to get everything done in just a couple days, and so it's worked out really well.
The dog days of summer definitely gives you a great format to
it
do
does.
That.
It's perfect.
That's fantastic.
And if you could request any particular item, do you find that there are some items that you get less of that you need to get more of? So if people are just going to go out and get something to donate, you can steer them in the right direction?
I have the way. And leashes. They're really good items. They take all dog cat foods, but they really prefer Iams.
Okay.
But they can give away other types of dog food and cat food. Cat litter is a huge thing. Uh-huh. Laundry detergent.
As far as the cat litter, is it one type or another? Because I know
it can
some
be any.
Any?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
In terms of collars, are you looking for larger dogs versus smaller dogs?
Any collars.
We've been talking this morning with Holly Thompson, who is the city clerk for the city of Williamston, and she's setting up the big collection event as part of the Dog Days of Williamston for the Ingham County Animal Control. Holly, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. And Rick, once again, we've talked about the importance of rescues and all the things that animal controls and these shelters do in order to take care of this overpopulation problem. And boy, the more help we can get, the better.
Yeah, this is kind of like the quilt of humanity. And this is another example of, you know, how is it that we manage to have a quilt that covers us, you know, in such great fashion by the help of every individual that's out there. So Holly is fantastic. I met her at the award ceremony last year, and it was a pleasure of meeting her. And it just reminds me of just the intense workforce that's out there just to take care of the fact that we can't take well enough care of our animals out there as a society, and we need to do better.
Yeah, we do. Well, on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and Holly Rotter, and on behalf of my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We will talk to you next weekend live from the dog park opening up behind Joey's Pet Outfitters on Grand River in Williamston. Have a great week, everybody, and please take good care of your pets. We'll see you next week. Have a great week.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies